السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with our lesson on the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Suratul Mu'minun, chapter number 23 and verse number 115. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned the dua of some of the pious servants of Almighty Allah. What do they say and recite in that dua and supplication? Rabbana amanna faghfir lana warhamna. Rabbana, O our beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider. Amanna, we brought iman, faith and conviction. Faghfir lana, O Allah, for the past you forgive us. O Allah, for the current you make sattari and you cover and conceal our vices. The word faghfir lana can be translated both ways. Regarding the past, it will mean forgiveness. For the current, it will mean to cover and conceal. Wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Wa'afu anna, for the past, Ya Allah, forgive us. Waghfir lana, O Almighty Allah, cover and conceal our vices, sins and shortcomings. For the future, warhamna. So that's the ending of Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 286. So here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, وَرَحَمْنَا. O Allah, have mercy on us, envelope us in your mercy for the future. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the best one of those who shows mercy, O Almighty Allah. When the messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, peace be upon them, invited their people, they made a mockery, mocked and scoffed at them and the message. Like today, when you speak the truth, people think that you are orthodox, backward, you abnormal in certain situations, certain countries and places. So, فَتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيَّا. So you, the enemies of the truth, you took them as a mocking, and you mocked at them, and you scoffed at them. So they were a target for you. Hatta ansawkum dhikri. So much so, your group, that it made you even forget my remembrance. To remember Allah was the last thing on their mind, because now their hearts were saturated, filled with kufr, shirk and nifaq and hypocrisy, blasphemy and polytheism. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ. You would be the one who would be laughing at the Muslimin and Mu'mineen, the true devout Muslims and believers, mocking, laughing, joking, making them the fools in front of people. Like you see today, people are comedians, people write against the Muslims, people say these people live in a different galaxy, different planet. Remember, all these type of side comments are made. Inni jazaytuhumul yawma bima sabaru. O you Sahaba, O you Muslims, O you devout servants and special servants of mine, indeed today I reward you. reward you handsomely, whatever you enjoyed in this world. That was just a bonus. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So Allah rewards you in this world, the health, the wealth, the honor, dignity, everything. But that is just a sample and a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The optimum, maximum, handsome reward is in the year after. بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Because of the patience and endurance, they continued with their righteous deeds and actions and speech. They stayed away from the haram and abstained and refrained. And if and when a calamity, catastrophe, disaster befell them, then they said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They did not complain to anybody. Those are the true believers. Those are the ones that are the really successful one. Faizun. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about human being, how we suffer from amnesia, how we suffer from a short memory. We stay here 30, 40, 70, 100 years. But tomorrow on the day of justice, when we see the horror and terror unfolding, the question will be asked, Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sinin. How many years did you spend on this land and sand on this earth? Qalu, the people will say, Labithna yawman aw ba'da yawmin fas'alil addin. We spend one day or a portion of the day, ask those angels and creation that are counting. So imagine, they will say less than a day. Ashiyatan aw duhaha, one morning or even evening. So ashiya, evening, and duhaha, morning, forenoon. So that is what people will say, because now they will be comparing it to the year after, which is everlasting. Qal, I told you, when the qala is written in this script, there are two qirats. You can read it kul or qala. He, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, informed them, or kul, an injunction and commandment. Oh, you Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, informed them. Illa bithum illa qalila. Yes, you have not stayed on this earth but a short period. It was just a sojourn. Law annakum kuntum ta'lamun. Only if you knew. So imagine, for the short life, how much we are prepared to lie, we are prepared to deceive, we are prepared to sever ties, and we are prepared to accept the wrath, anger, and curse of Almighty Allah. Is it worth it? Definitely not. Almighty Allah warns us, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But you, human being, you are giving this worldly life preference. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُهُ وَأَبَقَى. And the year after is the best of the best and eternal, everlasting. So how can we be so myopic and short-sighted that we give that which is temporary, which is fani, which is not going to last forever, we give that preference over that which is permanent and eternal, and that was the real place of joy, bliss, prosperity, happiness. So that is the question we should be asking. Each one of us, what have I done with this life thus far? My 60 years, what have I done? My 20 years, my 50 years, my 100 years? So then the answer will come, if we honest to ourselves, that so much time we have squandered and wasted. When you see Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, the author who wrote Riyadu Salihin, one of the greatest scholars of the Shafi'i school, he never got married. He used to have one meal a day. He said, I don't have time for all these things. A prolific writer and researcher. See how Almighty Allah made their name shine. Centuries have passed, but till today they cannot be a true alim. I'm not speaking of people who think they are alim. I'm speaking of real scholars. You can never be a true scholar until, unless you studied the works of Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. His commentary of Minhaj on Sahih Muslim, his works on the Shafi'i Fiqh, and so many other works of his, Riyadu Salihin, and so forth. So these are the people, they dedicated, devoted their life and their time to the deen of Almighty Allah. We are not suggesting for a moment we must not get married. I am trying to highlight that how they valued their time. Surah Nur, Surah 24, verse number 115, Insha'Allahul Aziz, today we conclude and complete Surah Mu'minun with the help, mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. Afahasibatum, a istifham, interrogative, question. What do you think, O human being? Annama khalaqnakum abatha, that we created you without a purpose, without any objective, abath, just useless, that you sleep and eat and drink and sleep and all that, kana, pina, sona? Nay, that's not the case. Allah uses the plural again, we created you, to show you He is the one and only creator who created this entire creation, cosmos, universe, call it whatever you want. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَوُونَ. And what do you think, that you will not be returned to us? Every human being has been created with a purpose and objective. We all will return to Almighty Allah for reckoning and hisab. Therefore, we have to read this dua and supplication daily. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Almighty Allah, make our accountability, our reckoning very easy, Ya Allah. Second lesson. The entire creation which Almighty Allah created, whether it is the roses, whether it is the animals, whether it is the masterpiece human being, whether it is the haram animals, everyone has a purpose and an objective. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. O our sustainer, nourisher, you have created all this. It's not batil. It is not something that is useless and futile. Nay, subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. Everlasting glory, perfection for you, O Allah. You save and you protect us from the torment and punishment of the fire. So everybody Allah has created with a purpose. But we, the human being, has forgotten our own objective. Almighty Allah highlights it, enshrines it, mentions it in a noble Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created human being and jinn, but they must worship me, recognize me, love me. So all those interpretations will be accepted, that we need to believe in Almighty Allah. We need to love Almighty Allah, recognize His majesty and grandeur, because that is what Almighty Allah wants from us. We are but people who are His slaves and servants. We have this puny little brain, intelligence and intellect. But this human being thinks that, nay, I can control the whole country, the whole world. And that is what leads to their downfall. Almighty Allah does not need anybody, anytime, any place, any creation. See what Almighty Allah states. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Hence, He Almighty Allah is sublime, exalted. تَعَالَ, the exalted one. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. He alone is the true king. We have kings today. We have rulers, prime ministers, president, and then they all die. And some get booed, some get humiliated, some get thrown out by their own party and expelled. Almighty Allah is Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. That is Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Hence, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will pose the question, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, who is the king today? Who has kingdom today? Sovereignty, authority, and everything is in whose hands? Every king, every citizen, every person will be silent. Lillahil Wahidil Qahhar, the kingdom, the supremacy, superiority, authority, everything solely, only for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. La ilaha illahu, la ma'buda bihaqin illahu. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is Tawheed, our foundation. Today, this Ummah lacks in Tawheed. We pin our hopes on politicians and people. We pin our hopes on non-Muslims. We pin our hopes on everybody beside Allah. Nay, afahukm al jahiliyati yabghun. Are they seeking the laws of jahiliya and ignorance? We need to understand our belief structures properly. Then only will everything work in our favor. When you make dua and you beg of Almighty Allah and you have that firm conviction, in the treasures of Almighty Allah, everything is unlimited. And human being, everything and creation, everything is limited. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. When you beg and beseech Almighty Allah, then do so in such a condition you have the firm conviction that Almighty Allah will respond positively to your dua. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So therefore, when we raise our hands, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So we beg Almighty Allah and we want decisions in our favor. La ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil kareem. And he is the possessor and the owner of the arsh, the throne, al-kareem, the honorable throne, the noble throne. Who can today people have a throne and then their family are living in poverty? So many incidents we see that people were in power, but they did not worry about deen and Islam. They only worried about their career, their worldly pursuits. They got humiliated, their family got humiliated, and then they were thrown to the scraps of history. Britain told the world, the British Empire, the sun does not set on the British Empire. Today you can't see the sun most of the time there in Britain. Overcast conditions. Now Brexit, they're out of Europe also. So the empire is shrinking. And that's what happens to every so-called empire. La ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil kareem. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ. And whosoever calls, whosoever worship, the word literally calls, but the greater connotation will be worshipping. So whosoever calls and worships Ma'allah with Almighty Allah, Ilahan Akhar, other deities, other demigods, semigods, Allah is the one and only, La Burahana Lahu Bi, that person definitely has no evidence at all to justify it, to say that Almighty Allah has any partners, any associates, any children. Absolutely not. Qul huwa Allah wahad. Say he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is one alone and unique. Allah was Samad, totally independent, does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, not the father of anyone, not the child of anyone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, any respect. التَّسْوِيَ بِالرَّبِّ كُفْرٌ. If a person takes any creation, a Nabi, a Wali, anybody, and places that Nabi on par, and equates him or her or creation with Almighty Allah, that person is out of the fold of Islam. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none in the entire creation that is equal on par with Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is none that resembles Allah in his essence, in his attributes, in his sifat. None in the creation resembles Allah, and nothing of Allah resembles creation. That is Almighty Allah. So rectify our belief structure. La burhana lahu bihi fa innama hisabuhu inda rabbi. Hence indeed the hisab, the reckoning of that person will be by Allah. People think that now today's world there are 7 billion people. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right till the last baby and child, how many million, billion, trillion, zillion people there will be? Almighty Allah answered it already. وَهُوَ سَرِيءُ الْحِسَابِ He, Almighty Allah, is swift in the reckoning. Quick, quick, everything will happen. For the people who have Iman Islam and they are destined to go to Jannah, it will be like reading 2 rakat, 4 rakat salat, like how we just perform Zuhur salat now, and then the grand entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ajalna minhum, may Almighty Allah make our entry like that. And for those people who died on kufr and shirk, on blasphemy, polytheism, any ism besides Islam, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ The Quran Kareem states the duration of the day of Qiyamah, 50,000 years. Can you imagine? That our computers also will not understand this. So never mind our puny little brains. So Almighty Allah teaching us. Therefore this Iman and Islam, which Almighty Allah has blessed us with, without a shadow of doubt, is the greatest bounty and favor which Almighty Allah has conferred upon a person. However, whether we were born Muslim or embrace Islam, daily we should be reading the following supplication. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا O beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you granted us this guidance, this nur, this effulgence, this radiance of Iman and Islam, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً O Almighty Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to encompass and envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ Indeed, you are the best of givers, O Allah. So it shows that these are the type of dua we should read. To die on Iman, on Islam, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Surah 12, verse 101. That is Surah Yusuf. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا O Almighty Allah, let me die as a Muslim. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ And attach and join me with the devout servants of yours, the pious people. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, look at the vicissitudes, the ups and downs he went in life, thrown into the well, thrown and flung into prison. And thereafter, Zulaykha, the wife of the minister, she tried to seduce him. So many problems came about him, but every time Almighty Allah elevates him more and more, till he is the ruler. And then his father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and the sons, all of them meet him there. And then they are given the honor. But he realizes the kingdom of this world and the authority in this world, everything is short-lived and he will have to pass away. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُ مَيِّتُونَ Death is inevitable. It happened to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam and will happen to other Anbiya and happen. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come back, second coming, will pass away naturally in Medina Munawwara, then be buried next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam after all the, you know, janaza salat and so forth. So all that will happen. But remember that the greatest gift is to leave this world with Iman. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ إِنَّ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ Verily, Almighty Allah will not let the non-Muslims prosper. You object and say, but look at the non-Muslims, they control in the world today. What you speaking about them not prospering? Yes, in this world it is their Jannah and Paradise. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ And they don't have any share in the year after. So there in the year after, definitely they will not be successful because they have the kufr, the disbelief, the shirk, polytheism. So, and that is for the people who are sane and mature. Children and people insane, obviously Allah's mercy is there. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ Say, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, beloved Allah, forgive Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for forgiveness is ta'aliman lihadhi al-ummah, to educate and teach this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all messengers are ma'asum, protected from all types of vices and sin. And remember, this was to teach the ummah. Warham, ya Allah, envelope us in your mercy. I told you yesterday's lesson, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. So we should be learning this type of du'as. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, whilst you are خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the best one to show mercy. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make the surah which we concluded now a sadaqah jariyah for our beloved parents, our families, our siblings, and my wife, and the entire ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah al-Aziz, tomorrow we will start with Surah Noor, a wonderful surah. Our mother Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-Noor. Teach your females, your ladies, Surah Noor. So inshallah, that is the surah we will start with tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.